Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. In a Michigan courtroom yesterday, Brian Andrew David McWhorter has been sentenced on multiple charges, including a probation violation, assault by strangulation as a habitual offender, and aggravated stalking. He entered a no-contest plea for these three charges, with the probation violation plea on December 1st of last year and the assault and stalking pleas on November 17th of 2025. During the sentencing hearing, defense counsel argued that pre-sentence reports exaggerated the narrative presenting character letters to show a different side of McWhorter, who they stated takes responsibility for his actions. The victim, Ms. McWhorter, developed a powerful statement or delivered, expressing that she will never forgive him nor feel safe around him again. The prosecution countered, highlighting the violent nature of the crimes and McWhorter's prior convictions for assault and weapons charges, arguing against the good guy narrative and requesting the maximum sentence. The court noted McWhorter was on probation for a weapons charge when these new cases arose, indicating a failure to reform. The probation violation: McWhorter received a minimum of 34 months to a maximum of 10 years with credit for 340 days served. For assault by strangulation, he was sentenced to a maximum term of 4 years, 9 months to 20 years with 128 days credit. The aggravated stalking charge resulted in a minimum of 3 years to a maximum of 5 years with 110 days credit. All sentences are to be served concurrently, and McWhorter has been advised of his legal right to appeal the court's decision. And the Bad Axe Public Schools Superintendent Gregory Newland said the district opt out of Michigan's 31 AA School Safety and Mental Health Funding Program due to legal liability concerns. Despite the loss of about $100,000 in funding, the money would have supported security measures and mental health services, which Newland described as essential. A lawsuit sought to remove the liability language from the legislation, but the provisions were upheld, prompting many districts, particularly in Michigan's Thumb region, to continue to stay withdrawn from the program. Statewide, nearly half of Michigan's school districts and schools have backed out of the $321 million initiative. The Michigan Department of Education reported that while 974 districts and schools initially signed funding agreements in December, 462 later rescinded them by the end of 2025. About 70% of traditional public districts and 39% of charter schools reversed their decisions, citing vague and overly broad language that would have required them to waive attorney-client privilege and submit to state investigations following mass casualty incidents such as school shootings. And commissioners Tuesday addressed significant local development concerns with public speakers and board members expressing strong opposition to industrial-scale wind, solar, and data center projects. Concerns were raised about their impact on the county's rural character and limited resources, a one-year moratorium on data centers and potentially wind projects was assigned to allow for proper investigation and zoning. Several commissioners voiced strong opposition to data centers, citing insufficient electricity in the Peninsula County and massive water usage that could deplete aquifers and impact agriculture. Verona Township is reportedly considering a moratorium on data centers for similar reasons. In other news, community members advocated for renewal and potential increase of the senior millage in highlighting its critical role in funding services like Meals on Wheels, which delivered over 827,000 meals in 2025. The board also approved advertising for numerous openings on various boards and commissions, with applications due by February 18, 2026. Additionally, the Safety Committee is developing ballot language for a public safety millage, with further discussions planned for early February. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, school closings, cancellations, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.